Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I try to live my life every day, keep out of strife, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me, but it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt. Facade, and now I see, dearie me, what a hassle this would be.
Big hassle.
I'm out of luck, don't give a fuck, cause you're the cunt, not me.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 a big fat stinking cunt.
You cunt.
Say it ain't true, but I'm here to tell you, you're a motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 a motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from head to toes, you're a big fat stinking cunt. Why don't you shut that scabby to be real nice, say it twice, good advice, even though it's futile, fucking imbecile.
What?
I don't know why I try to deny this nagging itch. You maniac, gonna get you back, you fucking son of a bitch. You are a cunt, 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 a big fat stinking cunt. Say it ain't true when you tell me you're a motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from your details,
you're a big fat stinking.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the Conspiracy Underground, also known as the Conspiracy Underground News Team. I want you to sit back, relax if you can. Sometimes when people are listening, they might be driving, but do the best you can and get a kick and a little sense of funny that you can get out of the news with yours truly and the right lip. Okay? That's me and Ryan, Ghost and Ryan. The left lip and the right lip here doing it on the Conspiracy Underground. Thank you for all your support. Wait till the end. You can find out how to support us even further. But without further ado, I say, why wait for anything else other than we just jump right into what you're here for? And that is the news. So again, thank you for all your support. Thank you for sending in everything that you guys do. And we'll see you next Tuesday. Or Thursday. You never know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground News Team and the Tag Team Champions of the podcast world. I'm the Lunatic Fringe, the Left Lip Ghost, and with me as always is the Radical One, the Right Lip, Ryan motherfucking Dean, where he's hailing from parts unknown in a super undisclosed location where he's on the hunt for the albino pygmy people. How are you, my friend?
Albino pygmy people, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You watch a documentary on them or something?
Nope. I was sitting here thinking, well, I need to come up with something because I was putting the dog in the crate, and that's what came to mind. So,
you look different.
I dyed my hair.
Did you? Yeah, you bleached your beard?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. I can't put my finger on what makes you look different, but...
I don't know. I didn't change anything. Well, thanks, weird. Hank. I know I took a week off, and I really blew it last week.
I know I had to step in and clean up.
It was a good time.
Yeah. hey, you know, we're not perfect.
No.
We don't edit shit. You know, this is one take. One take and that's it. And that's what you get. So
absolutely. No, I can I know what you're talking about. It just dawned on me. I can fucking see now.
I know. I was gonna like say it at the very end. Like, oh shit, you got glasses. Yeah. But yeah. That's for our audio listeners.
Yes.
But yeah, dude, it's you know, it is very nice to see, and those glasses actually don't look nerdy on you. You just look professional.
Well, thank you. And yeah. Got to thank my daughter. She helped me pick them out.
Yeah, I was hoping she was going to tell you to get, like, some goofy-ass frames that would make you look, like, retarded. But, you know, she did right by you.
Yeah, no, she hooked me up. She did good. I put them on the first time and looked around. I was like, whoa, everything's clear. got them fitted, walked out to my car, and I got dizzy. Like, I almost fell. I was like, oh shit. You know,
I'm used to not seeing.
Not used to seeing. Yeah, everything was a blur.
Isn't the world a beautiful place?
It is. The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
All right, I'll quit being gay now. But yeah, man, fun week of news. I guess fun is probably not the right word. We got some pretty horrible shit going on in California, which I think started the last time we had this show going, but we just didn't touch on it much. I think right. That we might have mentioned it, but it's fucked, man. And there's a lot of theories going around. There's people saying like these rich houses are burning, so that, like, the child trafficking fucking allegations get swept away.
Mm-hmm, the Diddy shit.
Yeah, the Diddy shit. All the you know, there's a lot of like high level houses. I think Tom Hanks's house burned down, if I'm not mistaken, the mm-hmm. one that he had there. A lot of interesting ones. But what's kind of tripping me out is, you know, this stuff happens every year in California. And they're paying a lot of attention to this one, and I think it's because it's affecting the celebrities, and that hits home to a lot of really stupid people out there.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I ain't giving no I will not donate a fucking dime.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. No, I know I didn't donate anything to Maui either, but
you helped with the Appalachian thing.
I did. I did. You did. My company did. So. Yeah, I mean, we pulled together. I seen a clip, I think today, where Biden said that all the survivors or whoever in these fires they're all getting a one time payment of $770.
Hey, don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah, so they can get water and baby formula and diapers.
Yeah,
that'll get you about a case of water or. Case of diapers and maybe three things of baby formula in California. Yeah.
They need new fucking houses, by the way. That's not going to do shit for them. So, but yeah, man, I was just seeing what we were going to get into here, because I know we got to talk about our weekends. One last thing too on the fire thing. I saw Elizabeth Warren posted a thing you can donate here. And it was an Act Blue site, and the Democratic Party took 3.95% of your donations and just pocketed it, and then gave the rest of your money to the fire victims. So the guy that posted it, I think it was Dan Holloway from Drinking Bros, he was like, you cannot hate these people enough.
Right.
Like, fucking brutal, man. Horrible. Like, they need more. Like, they need more of our dollars at all.
No, they don't. They can go fuck themselves is what they can do.
They should.
How was your weekend? How were the fights?
Fights were fun, man. Fights were real good. Made a little money.
Nice.
College football was kind of kinder to me than the fights were, but yeah, really cleaned up with some college football, and excited for this coming weekend. Saturday's a huge sporting day too. Like, there's UFC going on. Unfortunately, I do have to work, but you know, my job's fun, so there's BKFC going on, and then there's, you know, UFC football and BKFC. So nice. Those are like three of my favorite things. So can I have some good food on Saturday?
Hell yeah. My weekend was good, other than I didn't have high hopes. We were talking a little bit before we started. Didn't have high hopes for the Pack going and winning. Their stats and everything looked really good, but if you look at their last two games, okay, lost to the Vikings again by two. And then you lose to the fucking Bears? Like, really? I was like, you ain't. And then we get seeded to go against Philly. I'm like, yeah, not a chance in fucking hell. Not with the way Saquon's been running this year.
I mean, yeah, Saquon's a fucking unit, dude.
Yeah. Quan.
But, you know, I don't think that the Eagles are going to go as far as people think, because no. that's really all that they have. Is they, I mean, Jalen Hurts is he's good, but I'm just not impressed with him, man. Like, they go to Saquon so much, and all that you need to do is just focus on him. They got Devontae Smith. They got A.J. Brown and stuff, but I just don't see them even making the Super Bowl.
No.
I think the Rams could beat them, man. The Rams played fucking well last night against the Vikings, and the Vikings kind of have sucked.
Yeah.
I understand they had a great season, but Darnold is not as good as people thought he was, and that showed in the last two games, man. The most important ones, he choked harder than I don't even know what. He fucking choked bad. So, yeah, I think the Rams could do some bigger things than people are expecting, and what a story it'd be with California on fire for the Rams to win it all.
Ooh. And their colors are in the logo.
And Ukrainian.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I don't know.
We'll see.
Part of me, and this may sound kind of weird to say, but I kind of want to see the Redskins go.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know they were talking about changing their name back.
Yeah, I know. The family of the founding dude that it was named after threw a fit, and rightfully so, because they didn't take it as fucking offensive. The white people did.
Right. Well, white people find things to offend themselves all the time, so.
And apparently Aunt Jemima might be coming back this year.
Aunt Jemima should come back, dude. But actually, you know, I bought myself one of the Aunt Jemima bottles thinking that it was going to be like a collector's piece.
Oh.
So I kind of, you know, that was going to be my retirement.
Right. Be like, ah, oh, look what I got for sale. $1 million.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But hey. You know, not everything works out the way you want and hope and dream, but it will be interesting. Hank's in here chiming in. He's saying that Hurts is more capable in the pocket. That's true. And then the Saints won right after Katrina, so it isn't unheard of. That is a valid point, especially mm-hmm. for a conspiracy-themed show here. The Yankees lost to the Diamondbacks as big underdogs with the right around 9/11. So, yeah, it's you never know. You never know. The script writing is elite this year.
Elite. What'd you do for food this weekend?
Food, what did I do? Not much. I think I actually went out more.
Oh, cream of some young guy?
Yeah, that's what I had exactly. It was delicious. Nice. But, dude, I've been playing Fortnite like too much.
I can't build. I can't build.
Yeah. I sent you that. Like my buddy that I play with, I actually do the MMA podcast with him. Someone created this George Floyd graphic, and it's, you know, that if you want to call it iconic, it's definitely well known. That picture of George Floyd where he's against that brick wall and he's just looking with his face. And, you know, the catchphrase was, I can't breathe. And this one says, I can't build. And it's just a cartoon version of George Floyd behind like a broken Fortnite looking wall. And it is hilarious. So we just send that to each other whenever we want to play. And, yeah, if he sends me that, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll be there in 10 minutes, you know, and then we just hop on and start crushing. So it's fun.
Hell yeah. I got stuff. I'll probably be making tacos tomorrow, but I got some sushi Sunday.
Sushi.
And I took whatever was left for lunch yesterday. And then today, I didn't really eat much today, but I'm looking forward to making some tacos this week.
Sushi tacos?
No, just white boy tacos.
Ooh. Now, Hank's bringing up some food here. Do we like tri-tip ghost? You let him know.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is so underrated, like he's saying, because it's cheap. It's nice and lean.
Uh-huh. I like it better than a brisket, and it has more flavor. In my humble opinion, and it's so much... You don't even have to cook it as long as a brisket, and it's way to get that tenderness.
Yeah, it's a good time. Real good time. Enjoy the fuck out of that.
Hell yeah.
Now, where do we want to start here with some clips? I've got a few different things already saved. Actually found myself a couple of clips that I wanted to run through. And, yeah, I mean, I got funny stuff. I got some very interesting things, some PSAs as well. So,
we'll start serious and maybe end on a little bit of a humorous note. I have I have two funny clips, maybe.
You got a funny?
I got a funny.
All right, yeah, let's, you're familiar with CRISPR, right?
Christopher?
No, CRISPR.
CRISPR, yes. CRISPR technology?
Shout out Christopher from from what is their podcast called? Why can I not remember this? Operation Red Pill.
Yes.
And you know, if they're listening, don't get offended. I don't listen to any podcast anymore, guys, and I rarely listen to any anyway. But yeah, Operation Red Pill, solid fucking show, and they're grinding, dude. Actually, Christopher was telling me that they're really like, they're speaking at some convention. They may have already done that.
Oh, nice.
And they're like getting a lot of recognition for, you know, their style of show. So yeah, they're doing some big things, man. It sounds like they probably surpassed where mine's at now.
They're good guys. They're good guys. Hey, they're the ones that got me. Gave me a great deal on my Rodecaster Pro.
Oh, yeah, a couple of really good dudes, men of God as well, which is always nice. I can relate to people like that. Not that I am, but right. You know, it is what it is. All right, so check this out, dude. This is very interesting here. A little CRISPR technology, and I don't know if this is the worst product on the market, like the guy says, or not, but it's definitely an interesting one.
From here on out, it'll be always known as CRISPR technology.
CRISPR technology, yeah. Yeah, man. All right, check this out.
All right.
Wild shit.
Oh, what? Okay, this is by far the most dangerous thing that you can buy on the internet, and it's not even close.
So there are a bunch of companies that are selling DIY CRISPR kits for home use. If you didn't know, CRISPR is technology that allows you to edit genes. Now, most of these are fine, like making E. coli glow in the dark or turning plants red.
But here's where it gets terrifying. To do CRISPR, you basically need a target organism. You need something called the Cas9 protein, which snips the genome. And then you need something called gRNA, which guides the Cas9 protein to the specific spot on the genome that needs to be cut. All these kits have specific and different gRNA that makes them do what they're advertised to do. But you can also custom make and order your own gRNA. And to order it and pick it up from the lab, you just need to say you won't use it on humans. Meaning now people can basically at home edit the genes of whatever they want. And if someone edits the wrong gene or messes up, bro, we could be cooked. I'm a big fan of freedom, but whoever's selling this, please stop.
But on the other hand, I will be making this tomato plant glow in the dark
and eating it. So stay tuned.
Thoughts?
Well, you are missing a tooth there, bud. So it's not shocking that you will try and do that and eat the tomato with probably not very good results.
Yeah, I mean, still, you know, don't shoot the messenger there. No. You know, it's very wild to think that people can buy CRISPR kits and just genetically modify shit.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
A little weird, right?
Yeah. You can do it to a dog. Won't use it on humans. Oh, okay. Really? What's stopping you?
Yeah. I mean, you could do it to a dog.
Yeah.
Cat.
Yeah.
You know, you could really get, I mean, like the breeders are going to start getting wild. I mean, are we going to start having like fucking dogs with like fishtails and shit? And, you know, I don't know if that's possible, but I'm just wondering where this is going
to go. I don't know. What came to mind is that Family Guy episode where they snuck up on Quagmire, Peter and Joe, and was hitting him with needles. And he's like, I already got that disease. I got that disease. I already got it. And then it shows Peter over somewhere in Africa riding an elephant. He grabs this mosquito, comes back, and it lands on Quagmire's face. And he's like, you've never had this. And it bites him, and his fucking face just turns all fucking distorted. And he falls over dead.
Instantly swells up. Yeah. Anaphylactic shock. Yeah, I remember a lot of those Family Guy clips, actually. Haven't seen that in a while, though.
It just came across my feed the other day.
A little fam gam?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is another cool one that I thought was... I got two political ones that we can do here. They're political for different reasons, and I'll throw it over to you.
Okay.
Want to go Israel or old politicians first?
Let's do the chosen.
The chosen people. All right. And this is not us saying that we don't like Jewish
people. comes right out of the Bible.
Talmud, I think. Or whatever the fuck they read.
Well, it's mentioned in the...
Is it in the Bible, too?
Well, yeah. The Old Testament's actually pretty much what they go by.
Because
they don't believe in the New Testament.
Right, because Jesus was involved at that point.
Correct.
Who was also a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
But... So, like, I always like to kind of preface this whenever we share this shit. I'm not against Jews. I'm against Zionism. And I'm kind of, I'll say I'm on the fence about Israel. And I'm definitely against Israel being so involved in our politics. So that's what I'm getting at here. But check this out.
Stop.
Who was in charge of the CDC that was controlling and telling our government to shut down small businesses and what they recommend for the mandates of the vaccines and Pfizer and all? At the time when COVID was being enacted, I'm going to read off the staff of who was in charge of the CDC. The director of the CDC was Rochelle Walensky, dual citizenship with Israel. She's a Jew. Deputy director of the CDC, Pan Schawalcher, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. CDC chief of staff, Sherry Berger, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. CDC chief medical officer, Mitchell Wolf, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. CDC director of the Washington office. This is pertinent to the topic. We're talking about COVID, right? Yeah. This is pertinent to COVID. So, I love you, Jennifer. Yeah, please. So, director of the CDC of the Washington office, Jeff Rezik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID czar, Jeff Zients, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID senior advisor, Andy Slavitt, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Assistant of Health Secretary for Human Services for our country, the Assistant of Health Secretary, Rachel Levine, transgender, dual citizenship with Israel, S. Jew.
Can I ask that you hold off, Christopher?
Ma'am, I'm almost done.
Mr. Wood, the chair has ruled that your comments are out of order. She's asked you to stop. The chair has...
What was out of order?
Truth.
And, you know, the people that you can't talk about, those are the people that you should be worried about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when that clip first surfaced a few years back. I don't know if we were doing this show then or not. I might have seen it on Telegram back in the day, but it was like, wow, this is kind of shocking, but not in the same breath.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not surprising, obviously, if you're paying attention to that kind of stuff, but
no,
yeah, he wasn't saying anything offensive. He was just stating facts. You know, they're Jewish people and blah, blah, blah. Nothing wrong with the group. Just certain individuals, and it's fucking terrifying. So many politicians, like currently sitting in Congress right now, have dual citizenship with Israel.
Yeah,
and that should be a conflict of interest, whether it's Israel or fucking Zimbabwe or whatever. That shouldn't be a thing.
I'm not even putting that up there.
Yeah, Hank, I'll just say it. Hank says you can't handle the juice. That's great.
You gotta do it in your fucking crazy voice, like what's his face from A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth.
Oh, you can't handle the truth. Yeah, that's solid. All right, another political one, and then I'll throw it to you for a couple. And while you're looking, I might try and go through a few more of my clips.
Okay,
to see if we can pull some more up.
To kind of answer Hank's comment, he said the first four books of the Old Testament is the Talmud, I believe. Talmud came out after the Torah. They're kind of different. I know a little about a lot. I just haven't done a lot of deep dives into it. I just know that the Talmud isn't, it was something created later that they kind of, not all Jews follow the Talmud either. But the Old Testament would be the Torah.
Okay. Well, hey, learn something new every day. I have not paid attention to that as much as I should have throughout my life, but
I pay attention to a lot of weird off the wall shit, and how it sticks in my brain, I have fucking no clue.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real problem. Like shit that I should know, I don't. And then things that really don't change my life at all to know, I know a lot about.
Yeah. So.
Hey, that's what makes us beautiful people.
It is. It's a Pisces thing.
Yeah. So real quick before, you know, rolling this next clip, I want to thank Tyson, your favorite. I want to thank Hank, Kyle, Brandon, Victoria, Melissa, Jarl, Steven, Matthew.
Was it your Brandon?
Jim. What?
Your Brandon? Your cousin?
No.
Oh.
Don't say it like that either. That sounds so gay. You mean your Brandon? No. Brandon.
Oh, he's not mine. I'm not related to him.
Brandon H.
Gotcha.
You know, we don't like giving last names out on here for protective purposes. Yeah,
and political reasons.
Right. Okay, so yeah, here, check this out. Another political clip, and it is it's a little goofy, but it's true, and it's fucking kind of upsetting a little bit.
Is this the redhead?
Yes.
Okay, I think we played some of his content before. He's pretty good. I like like him.
Yeah. And yeah, I thought you were going to say that you found this clip and you're going to play it too. I was going to steal your thunder.
Steal it.
Steal it. Take it. Here it is.
What's this? Missing congresswoman found? We're missing a congresswoman? Where was she found? In a nursing home? I mean, congresspeople are old. Maybe she fell down. She needed some rehab. In the dementia unit? Okay. Maybe she's retired, right? She's a sitting congressperson? Maybe she wasn't that important, right? There's like 435 members of the House of Representatives. She was the chairperson of the House Appropriations Committee. Well, maybe that's not an important committee. It's the most important committee in Congress. And the House Appropriations Committee decides where all federal money is spent. Okay, but she wasn't missing for that long. She was missing for 6 months. She was paid $87,000 while she was missing for 6 months as a sitting congressperson who was in a dementia unit at a nursing home because she's the 81-year-old congresswoman from Texas named Kay Granger. What else is in the news? AOC ran for Democratic leadership and she lost to a 74-year-old man who is diagnosed with throat cancer, who hid it from his own constituency. Okay, we're in hell.
Yeah, rough look. Tough look there.
It is. It is. I did. I don't know if I kept that clip or not. I'm trying to look back. Yeah, I did have it. We just never played it. I had a
Piece of shit.
A different one, different creator. It wasn't that clip, but it was the same content. Back on 12. Oh, we never got to it on the Christmas Eve show.
Oh, that's when you had it. Okay.
Yep. So, oh. But yeah, how do you go missing? Like, where's this lady been? She's not voting present.
Right.
Hello.
I mean, people can vote on other congresspeople's behalf, can't they?
Are you over there?
It's can't someone vote for her? Like, technically,
I don't know how that works.
Like, so and so sent in the vote. You'd think that they'd have to be in person. You'd hope so.
Yeah, but how can you trust that vote because the lady has dementia?
Right. Well, so who's voting? Advocating for it. I'm just saying, like, you know, it. I don't understand. Like that. See, that's what's kind of interesting about Congress is that not a lot of congressional candidates or whatever the fuck you call them, sitting Congress people or whatever. There are not a lot of them are known, man.
No.
You know, like there's your couple ones, like the younger ones are usually kind of known. And then like the OG fucking pieces of shit like Pelosi and Schumer and some of these ones that you've just seen for 100 years. So, you know, their names, but I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't known. I never heard that name before.
No, I never heard it either.
You know, you'd think that a congressperson would go into a retirement home or a dementia home and people would like talk about that and they'd be like, oh shit, shouldn't we reelect someone or elect someone new or whatever?
Let her resign? I don't know.
Yeah, let her resign, but no one fucking knew, and that charade was able to go on for 6 months, and this bitch made more than I make in a year in 6 months, right?
Laying there drooling on herself.
What's that?
She was just laying there drooling on herself.
Yeah, who knows what the fuck she was doing. And yeah, just chilling. I mean, is that money laundering to you think?
Could be a form of it, but it'll never be investigated or punished.
Yeah, if you or I hide fucking $600, though, watch the fuck out.
Woo!
Yeah, where'd that $600 go, motherfucker? I don't know. It's a shame. We are just getting fucked from several angles.
Now we are.
Four holes.
You got another clip or you want me to go?
No, go for it.
I have a decently long one.
Perfect.
It has to do with the mayor of LA. We play a couple of this guy's clips now and again. Used to be a big fan of him back in the day, not so much anymore. But he does do good work and research to get the truth out. Sometimes I think his delivery is a little weird. And his followers can be kind of a cult-like.
Okay. Cult.
Cult, yeah. Cult-like.
I thought you said colt, like a little baby horse. That was pretty good, actually. Dude, I can crush a horse impersonation.
All right,
I'm not going to do it. But I remember when my dad was having open heart surgery, I was kind of trying to be like the clown, mm-hmm. you know, like while we were all stressed out and shit. And for some reason, I did a horse and just I actually impressed myself.
No, you got to do it now.
I'm not going to do it right now.
You have to. You called yourself out.
I'll do it later. I'll surprise you with it.
You say that all the time.
I know, but do I ever let you down?
You have. Because we forget towards the end of the show, and I think that's what you bank on.
No, I'll pull it out. But you can't hype something up and then do it. You know what I mean? I'll catch you off guard, and we'll see what you think.
All right.
Hank's like, do it. No, I'll do it later.
All right. Stick. All right.
Should have said anything.
Here we go.
Do you know the date, November 7th, 1983? It's a night that echoes in the halls of American history. It is the date that a radical group known as M19 bombed the North Wing of the United States Capitol. Now, the group that did it, M19, claimed they were fighting imperialism. What they really were fighting for was the threat to the foundations of democracy. These were radicals. Now, why am I bringing this up today? Because if you're going to understand today and the future, you have to understand the past. And one name is out right now that people are talking about that you need to understand who this individual is. This individual is currently the mayor of Los Angeles. Her name is Karen Bass. But let's understand who she is and why she doesn't have a lot to say. Karen Bass built her career as a community activist. Oh, there's a code word. We now understand what it means. The activism is a polite term now for her history. She's an activist. Well, okay. Her history is tied to radicalism, Marxism, and a dangerous ideology that bled from the fringes into the mainstream here recently. So let's start with the facts on her. Back in the 1970s, Karen Bass was not just a casual traveler to Cuba. Were there any? When she went to Cuba many, many times, she was a devoted participant in what's called the Venceramos Brigade. What is that? I never heard of it. Well, it's a Marxist training program directly tied to Fidel Castro's regime. Between 1969 and today, this group has sent hundreds of young Americans to Cuba, not for a vacation, not for cultural exchange, but for radicalization. You join because you're a confirmed Marxist-Leninist. A Los Angeles police investigator testified before Congress about this group. He said members were trained in guerrilla warfare, sabotage, and bomb making. These are not idealists. They're insurgents in training. Karen Bass, she wasn't just a participant. She was a leader. She visited Cuba repeatedly, they say, every 6 months. We could verify 8 times. She praised Fidel Castro, the dictator of Cuba, who was imprisoning dissenters, left a legacy of poverty and fear. In fact, this is not just her youth. She's still there. When Castro died, she was one of them who called his death a great loss to the people of Cuba. Really? A loss to the same people who risked their lives freeing his regime, trying to get out of Cuba? This is Karen Bass. She's the Los Angeles mayor, one of the largest cities in the United States of America. So let's fast forward to the president. 4 million people, a city on fire, literally and figuratively. Wildfires raging across the city. Firefighters begging for resources like water. Mayor Bass had other priorities. Instead of supporting her own fire department, she cut their funding. Where's the money going? To NGOs, non-government institutions. That will be understood. NGOs, non-governmental institutions or organizations, that will come to know that's code for leftist activists most times. And she gave the firefighting money to homeless NGOs who are fighting for the rights of illegal immigrants. Oh. Now, they're packaging that as she gave money to fight homelessness. Okay. Well, homelessness is a crisis, but let's not kid ourselves. Los Angeles has poured billions of dollars into solving this problem, and it ends up in tent cities, open-air drug markets, streets lined with garbage and human waste, chaos spreading. And wait, what does she do? She defunds the people who are fighting fires. That's not, you don't take money away from the firefighters in an area of the country that's known for firefighting. They don't even have enough firefighters. Okay. First responders, the people that run into buildings. Instead, she's in a different building in a different hemisphere. She's in Ghana, attending the swearing-in ceremonies of the president of Ghana, who I don't know anything about. Stu, I asked to look it up and maybe give us an update here in a second. So her city is burning, and Mayor Bass was thousands of miles away rubbing elbows at a presidential inauguration in Ghana. Is that leadership or is that dereliction of duty? I mean, you know, you can go, but was she on taxpayer funds going to Ghana? Why was she there? Anyway, let's go back to the radical history for a minute, because it didn't end with the Venceramos Brigade. M19, the same group that bombed the Capitol in 1983, had direct ties to Cuba and the brigade. Remember, she's a leader in this. Now, Susan Rosenberg, she was one of the women that traveled to Cuba and returned as a domestic terrorist, shared the same ideological roots as Karen Bass. Now, I'm not saying Karen Bass planted the bomb or anything, but let's be clear. She was part of exactly the same radical network. She called Fidel Castro charismatic. She praised the dictator who was brutalizing his people. She aligned herself with a movement that believed in revolutionary violence, including the bombing of the Capitol.
What'd you just say?
I said that Rosenberg lady probably also has dual citizenship with Israel.
Yeah, could be.
That's a very Jewish name.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Just saying. Dude, I like Glenn Beck. I don't mind him, man. And he helped produce, I think, one of your favorite movies of all time.
He did, Nefarious.
So, but, you know, I can also like people like Charlamagne Tha God, who is very liberal. I just enjoy his takes. Right. He's a little bit racist against white people, too, which, you know. Racism's never cool, but it doesn't bother me if some, you know, idiot thinks that white people are bad.
Right. Now, I just put that out there because, you know, back in the day, I listened to him. I listened to an echo chamber back in the day. Right. Him, Rush, Hannity. You know, every Monday through Friday while I was at work, you know, couldn't get enough. And I had to step back, take a break and, you know, get outside the echo box.
Yeah, I mean it's rough,
but he does do good research. I mean, there's a lot of shit that came out around the Ukraine people that were in charge or who they, you know, that he had already exposed 4 or 5 years before any of us were talking about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, he's an interesting dude. But as far as the information that he's covering there, dude, our government's infiltrated not only with, you know, people that are more loyal to Israel than the United States. It's also, you know, absolutely infiltrated with Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously communism is right on par with it.
I mean, look at Barry Satoro. I mean, he known Marxist. All his shit was Marxist.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot Leninist. Of these big... you know, a lot of like the hot politicians, right? Like AOC and some of the other liberals that I'm not meaning hot, like attractive, obviously. I'm just talking about, you know, like the ones that people pay attention to.
Popular.
I like hot though. It's short. Yeah. It's one word, one syllable. Boom. Get it out. Something quick, you know, like don't.
Or yes.
Do you know what that's from? No. Something quick like that. Don't.
Oh, fuck. It, Step Brothers?
No. Pineapple Express.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
You need to watch that. What the fuck, over?
Yeah, you dude, you need to watch that movie. It's great.
I should.
I mean, I know you don't smoke weed, but it's still funny.
Oh, is that what it's about? Is it? Does it have the dude that was in Napoleon Dynamite in it?
No, it's Seth Rogen.
Okay.
And James Franco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. Fucking excellent movie. Can't believe it.
Speaking of movies and TV shows, just real quick. I started one Sunday night. I didn't know what to watch. I finished the series that I was. I'm looking around, and I see that this show, it's called Heels. And it's about two brothers in, like Southern wrestling, you know, just like local promotion, whatever. And the main star is the dude that was in Arrow, the TV series. His brother was the dude that played Ragnar's son in Vikings. And then there's this big fucking huge black dude that looked super familiar. Whoa. And I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, this guy looks fucking familiar. I couldn't put a fucking name on or name to the face. So I look up the cast. Guess who it is?
The guy from Green Mile?
No, Frank Harris.
Who's that?
Steelers linebacker.
Oh, okay.
Big motherfucker. Like, I mean, still fucking jacked. And his character, he's funny. He's always, he's like this big guy, but he's like super nice and like kind of clumsy and what have you. But I don't know. I just started watching it the other night. It's okay. I mean, it's good to sit there and just like listen in the background, kind of pass time or whatever. But yeah, I don't know why I just needed to say that.
Hey, I'm appreciative of the story because I like a good story.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, just going back to that Glenn Beck clip a little bit, because it was a long one and he mm-hmm. covered a lot of shit. I wonder, like, with things getting a little bit more conservative and people talking more about God and Jesus, like the Christian God and Jesus and all this stuff openly and not being afraid of it, I wonder if this is going to go away or if this is just something that is too much a part of our political system to fucking ever change, right? Because a good communist won't let you know that they're a communist, you know?
Right.
So I'm curious if this is something that is going to change, if we're going to get like this kind of idea of it all changing and then shit gets worse, like it goes alt-right, actually alt-right, not like just what the left calls alt-right.
I don't know. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. You know, people don't like to hear that, especially nowadays when you say Judeo and you look into Zionism and, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, there's certain bad things about Christianity. There's bad things, but you can find bad things in any religion if you look hard enough. Sure. But at the end of the day, if a country's founded more on Christianity and... I'm going to tend to want to be part of that country or culture on a moral basis.
I get you.
Yeah. Cause you know, I can swing pretty hard sometimes, you know, on religion in different ways. But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, I'd rather identify as a Christian than anything else.
Right. Yeah, you really go at the Mormons. The Mormons hate you.
I fucking hate the Mormons. And Glenn
Beck. They hate you.
Glenn Beck's a Mormon.
What's wrong with the Mormons again, in your mind?
It's
it's funny.
Fabricated, made up, motherfucking bullshit fucking religion. That's why you gotta get Heidi Loved on to talk. She was in it and in it deep and escaped. I mean, it's a fucking cult, dude.
Well, there's there's people of every religion. Like Brandon, you know, he was my cousin Brandon, right? He was raised.
You're Brandon.
Yeah, my Brandon, if we want to make it sound extra gay. He was raised hardcore Christian. Like his mom is like insanely, I mean, just too much in my opinion. And obviously in his too, and he went the other way. And now he's, you know, he's atheist. So he would probably see, maybe, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he might see Christianity as a cult. He might see all religion as cults.
Very, and very, very well. when you look into the history and how it was founded, and you know, South Park did, you've played it, you know, reading the magic study. There's a lot of truth behind that. With Christianity, though, and the following of Christ, there's a lot of historical events that you can point out that actually happened that,
sure,
you know, can validate that religion. I don't know why I go so hard at the Mormons. Maybe they're just a fucking easy target. And what I've encountered in my lifetime, but you say Christianity, it could be, you know, an extreme and a cult. Out here we have the Amish and the Mennonite, and the difference between the two in a nutshell: the Amish, strictly no power, no cars, horse and buggy. Okay, Mennonite, they can drive cars and have some electricity, but in each of those religions or practices, there's so many different variations and levels to them that to try and put your mind around it, you're just like, holy fuck. Like, okay, you're Amish, you grow your beard if you're married, but you're Amish, you don't grow your beard, but to signify you might wear
a nice scarf.
A scarf or something. It's fucking weird, dude. And the Mennonites are actually, in my mind, a little bit worse, because there's so many different very degrees of what they believe and what they can do and what have you. And the funnest ones are the ex-Mennonites, because they go hard at their fucking past religion. Like, hard. And I know a few just from delivering to them. Great people. It just, you know, just they just don't want to be brainwashed.
Right. And I mean, you know, Mormons tend to be nice people too.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
I've never met a mean Mormon. But yeah, like to your point, and that's another interesting thing. There's that Sister Wives show that's real popular, mm-hmm, with people and shit. And it kind of exposes a little bit of the weird, like the
polygamy.
Polygamy. Thought I was having a stroke there for a second. That is not a cool thing in the modern time, right?
No.
I mean,
every guy's like, man, I'd love to have five different wives. And no, really, at the end of the day, it's hard enough to have one.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you're just not getting laid by five women instead, right, of one.
And then they all sync up at the same time, if you know what I mean. And then they get jealous and catty and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, fuck all that. No.
They all sync up at the same time. That's a weird thing, too, by the way. Like, just that's a strange, like, that your body can get influenced just by other things like you that are around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you say? You say, like, anything that bleeds for a week straight and doesn't die is evil. Didn't you say something like that?
No. Well, I might have said that, but you don't eat anything that bleeds for for a week straight and doesn't die.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that. But no, to your point though, dude, it's just like the religious stuff. It's always just a fascinating thing to me how people can know and then they hate other people. But it is kind of fun to hate a group, you know, not to like hate them to a point.
Yeah, you don't want to hate them to kill them. You just,
right.
Wanna,
just talk shit. Yeah. It's fun to talk shit about a group and hate on a group is maybe a better way to say it. Because, you know, it just gives you something to live for.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. Hate's a potent emotion.
I'm going to quote an old Poison song. It gives me something to believe in.
There you go. I think you sound just like, was it Bret Michaels?
Yep.
Nailed it.
All right. Here's my second clip on Newsom and what have you.
Let's see.
So let me get this straight. While large chunks of Southern California are literally burnt to a crisp, people are losing their homes in an instant. Their entire livelihoods gone. Everything that they have known is no more. And yet we have Gavin Newsom over here asking the government for $50 million in order to do what? To help the people of the state that he helped burn down? No, he's asking for $50 million in order to quote unquote combat Donald Trump. That's right. He's looking to anti-Trump or Trump-proof California before January 20th. Now imagine this. The American people have spoken. We want the change that this man has promised. This man right here, DJT, a.k.a. Donald Django Trump, because this is a free man we're dealing with here today, folks. This man right here, the evil menaces, the Joker himself, up to nothing but absolute, pure, unadulterated chaos, is more concerned with Trump-proofing a state which had 10 counties that flipped red, as opposed to focusing on what should matter. Again, I've said it once and I'll say it a million more times. These people show you exactly who they are time and time again. If you do not believe them, folks, you will continue to get the very same result and worse. Probably, likely, and definitely worse.
Well said, sir.
Yeah, yeah, that's, absolutely.
I can really appreciate a content creator that doesn't annoy me at all. I can always find something that's annoying about content creators.
And yeah, he's pretty good. I think we played a couple of his clips before.
Yeah, I liked it. Do you think that, Newsom like is just going to continue being in charge of California for quite some time? Because I do, honestly.
Yeah, I do too. I think there are elections for that out there. Seriously, are fucked.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And, well, then again, I don't know. Because well, there's a lot of fucking liberals out there.
There's a lot of fake liberals?
No, there's a ton of liberals out there. Yeah. That will just keep reelected. I mean, look, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein's been in, you know, well, not so much anymore. But how do they keep their seats for that many fucking years and run their fucking districts into the fucking ground? And people are happy with it. Oh, because millionaires live there and they don't give a fuck.
I mean, it's not all millionaires. Obviously, there's a lot of other. There's a lot
but
of
but in their in their districts,
right? There's a lot of fucking poor and middle class liberals, dude. And I think that what they're trying to do is they think that they see these rich people that are liberal and they want to emulate that and they want to try to copy it. So that they're thinking like these people accomplished something,
right?
And you know, a lot of fucking like high level liberals, they probably started out and they're probably actually fiscally conservative themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like with their own budgets and shit like that, they're not just like trying to throw money around and spend money on stupid shit. But I don't know, dude, it doesn't make sense how that dude can fucking continue running that state and how people don't like literally want him dead out there. I'm sure that there is plenty and I'm not advocating for that, but it just seems like, dude, I don't understand. I do not understand. Similar with you know, higher level politicians, not just governors and whatever else, mayors, but like, yeah, like certain presidents throughout time and shit like that. I just don't get it, dude. It, to me, obviously with presidents, you got your term limits, but I mean, senators don't have term limits, do they? I think they do, too. Senators?
No, there's no term limits for senators or congresspeople. That's what they're trying to pass. They run and they get elected every 2 years.
So a person may serve a maximum of 4 terms in the state Senate and a maximum of 4 terms in the state House.
Okay, in state, but federal, there's nothing.
Oh, state. Okay, so state's different than federal. Okay. Yep. Well, I mean, so that's the problem. That's why, I mean, I guess that makes sense. That's why you have people, you know, in politics for 70 years.
And you know, here's another thing. You know, we're talking about the poor liberals or what Rush used to call low information voters.
Okay.
You have them in every ethnic group. You have low information voters that are white, Hispanic, black, Chinese. You know, the list can go on and on and on and on. And if you look at the common denominator, all those low information voters are usually always Democrat because they don't care to expand their knowledge, look into things. They just go with the flow and do what they're told.
Right. I get what you're saying, dude. It takes some effort to become a conservative, I think.
It
unless you're indoctrinated into it.
Right.
Right.
I never was. I grew up, both my mom and my stepdad, they were hardcore Democrats. I didn't really get into politics or didn't really care till I got out of the military. And believe it or not, the first president I ever voted for was fucking Romney after Obama's first.
Did you regret that? A Mormon too.
Yeah. First term in office. I always knew in my heart that conservatism was closer to my values and right. free thinking and freedom than being a liberal and the way they think on a lot of things. Now, there are some liberals out there that can divide it right down the middle, you know,
right.
swing a little bit both ways and be cool still being a free thinker, but, you know, might lean a little left on this, might lean a little right on that. Cool. You know, there's certain things I might lean a little left on. One of them, which goes against pretty much all conservative Republicans, is why the fuck is weed not legal? Why is it still class 3? It should be fucking legal like beer.
Mm-hmm.
In my humble opinion, it doesn't kill anybody. You don't. I've never heard of anybody fucking getting high, coming home, beating the fuck out of their wives. Hardly ever. Now, right. I'm not going to advocate for getting
some people. Rarely.
I'm not going to advocate for getting high and get behind the wheel, but you get drunk and behind the wheel, you're more than likely you have a higher chance of getting in a fucking accident than you would if you're high.
But you're going to have a good time drinking and driving.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you have one of the old school seat belts where you can still take the bottle cap off.
Right.
But you know what I mean? So there are some things I lean a little left on just because, to me personally, it doesn't make fucking sense.
Right. Yeah. Just going back to what I said, man, I think a lot of the lazy people, they just look at their idols and they're like, okay, how do they vote on this? That's mm-hmm. why Taylor Swift can fucking sway elections.
Yeah, and, or try.
Yeah, I mean, she tried real hard this last time, but I think a lot of those little kids and stuff, it's mostly little kids that like her. There's no mm-hmm. adult that should love Taylor Swift music.
To be no, honest. And if there is, like, they're the same people that fucking love Disney and obsessed with Disney.
Like your coworker?
Yeah, kind of like him.
Do you think he likes Taylor Swift?
Oh, I wouldn't put it past him.
You should ask him. Okay. I want a field report on that.
Be like, hey. You like Taylor Swift? You like her music? Because I listen to some of his music that he plays back there, and I'm just like, he's like, I don't like it. He's like, I just like the alternative stuff that's a little mellow. Yeah. And I'm up there listening to, like, today's rock, you know, whatever. That's a little too heavy for me.
Well, I mean, he probably doesn't like your music either.
I don't give a fuck. If I had the chance, I'd fucking blare it just because.
He probably doesn't care you don't like his, you know?
Oh, that's true. He's too. He almost got a black eye this morning. I mean, it started out rough this morning.
Rock him?
Yeah. him and his crybaby partner.
Like gay partner?
No, just the coworker. They both were fucking bitchy right out the gate. And I text my boss because he was off today for personal reasons and what have you.
Sure.
I said, these two bitches, when you come in tomorrow, these two bitches might have a fucking black eye. He goes, oh, they're bitching and crying already? I said, oh, yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I'm going to try and keep it under control. And I did. I just let it go, whatever, be bitchy. Just know deep in my heart, I want to fucking rock both of y'all. Like,
from what you tell me about them, they seem like the kind of guys that would put tampons in their butt when they think that they're like PMSing, you know? So maybe.
Well, yeah. The one's a diehard liberal, and the other one is very hard on the spectrum, just not diagnosed.
Like autism or gay?
Well, his one child has autism, and he's not far behind it.
Okay, well, he
throws.
People say we have autism too.
Oh, so. Yeah, true. He just.
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's why one of the many reasons I'm very thankful I get to just work from my house, because my coworkers are my dogs, so they're pretty cool. But yeah, fuck that, man.
Yeah,
I don't know how you deal with that, to be honest.
Thick skin. Military helped a lot, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that you're friends with your boss too, because a lot of places they text their boss, say this dude's gonna get a black eye, you get reported quick, like.
Yeah, true, but we're on the same page with that. You know what I mean? He's like,
Yeah, he's probably like, you want me to help you?
No need, because the one's about the size of a fucking midget.
No, I'm sure you can handle yourself. I'm just saying, like, he's just
down. Maybe that's why he kind of pisses me off. He's liberal and he's about the size of a fucking midget.
I mean, you know, it's two strikes right there for
it. It is. I'll throw him up against the wall. Oh shit! I thought there was Velcro. My bad.
Well, dude, I was going to say, too, you know, going back a little bit, Shane Gillis has a great bit on talking about, you know, transitioning from liberal when you're younger to conservative. Do you remember that?
I do.
And he's like, you think your dad was born conservative? And he goes, no, it's not like he just woke up and he's like, all right, I want to be a prick about everything, you know, because everyone's dad's an asshole, you know, right. When you're young, especially. I thought my dad was such a jerk. And now I get, like, everything that he was doing and, like, why he was doing things and why he was hard and why you get pissed about all kinds of shit. And it's like, yeah, I get it. You know, fucking with the air conditioner, that's annoying. That shit's expensive. You know?
Yeah. Don't touch my fucking thermostat.
Yeah, don't touch it. Don't fuck with my shit. It's my house. I pay the bills. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
So I get it. But, yeah, dude, it's an interesting thing growing up, man, for sure. All right, can you still see my screen? Yes, you can. So this isn't something I saved. This is nothing I've seen yet. But obviously, you know, Victoria sends in a ton of shit to us. I want to at least, you know, run through a couple of her clips blindly.
She does. This one's just,
what?
I said she does.
She sure does. She's number one contributor.
Mm-hmm. We need to make a shirt for her and send it to her. Well, you need to make a shirt for her and send it to her.
You should make it. That'd be better, probably.
I can't make Sharpies. Shit.
Make it with Sharpies.
Number one contributor.
Yeah, like the fucking
spelled letter, all wrong and backwards.
What did okay, so yeah, real quick, Hank said it's hard to see California moving away from Newsom and the like, especially with a lot of conservatives abandoning the state, and that's legit. I mean, a lot of people that are tired of the politics there, they're running away and they're going to places that are already red.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully they don't bring their voting, you know, maybe those people voted accordingly, they voted, you know, conservative or whatever. But I could just see, just like how Arizona flipped blue in the last election, supposedly.
Nah, it didn't.
That was, I understand, but it did on paper.
On paper.
Yeah, dude, I mean, that was when I was out working and I was talking to literally hundreds of people a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't run into hardly anybody that voted fucking blue. Because I'll ask people. They say that it's rude to ask people. Like, who'd you vote for? Who gives a fuck?
Right.
You know, if you believe in what you believe in, you can fucking talk about it and you can get your thoughts challenged. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear many fucking people at all saying, oh yeah, fucking Joe Biden.
Right.
So
no one liked the fucking potato when he was a fucking senator.
Yeah, poor dude's fucking, I mean, God.
And then he comes out now and he's like, oh, I could have beat Trump if they would have let me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's why they pulled his ass out of it.
Okay.
That fucking debate was a nightmare for him. But for me, dude, if he wasn't such a horrible person, I'd feel bad for the dude. But he's a bona fide fucking piece of shit.
Piece of shit, yeah. The Button family.
The Button family. Yeah, no, isn't that funny? That's a better name. Strong name. The Buttons.
Yes. I learned that from a very great podcast back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, not so great anymore.
Well, it could be. I just haven't listened to it in a while.
I don't do any episodes.
You and I are on the same thing. This is about the only episode
it's
I do.
It's a Pisces thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yeah, let's see what this is. I haven't watched this clip at all, but it's the Rise of the Machines.
Uh-oh.
So let's see what this is about.
Ask me how I know I'm in hell right now. There's a driverless damn car, nobody in the car, with a billboard that says, humans are so 2023. hire an AI. This is a real-life billboard in San Francisco, California. We got rampant homelessness, a fentanyl crisis. Nobody can afford housing. But wait, your employee needs rest? Wait, healthcare? They need to eat lunch? That is so 2023. Humans are so 2023. What are you, an idiot? Hire an AI. Ask me.
I mean, dude, that is kind of wild to see a billboard saying humans are so 2023. Fuck.
We've had a lot of great documentaries come out over the years about
exit the screen here.
The machines and what have you. The number one documentary that ever came out was fucking Terminator.
Sure.
And people just that. Fucking forget. I don't get it. Know.
That's what Skynet's from, right?
Yeah, Skynet. It like. If you, I remember when robotics came into, the workplace, started right. with car manufacturing. What happened? Oh, they're going to fucking take all our jobs. Okay, it did to an extent, but it helped increase. Yeah, we got through it. Do I think it was a good thing then and now? I'm kind of conflicted. You know what I mean? Like, there's good things about having a robotic arm or whatever, take apart and, spin it around, put something in and you don't have to have someone sitting there trying to do it. But at the end of the day, I'd rather have a human do it.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're uber rich, what's interesting though about those rich people is that they get like, they want to make more money every year. They don't ever get content, right?
No.
Like for me, I'd be cool. Give me $10 million. I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'll have some kind of passion project for work that I totally want to do, and if I get tired of it, then I'll sell it. You know,
yeah.
But I don't need to make like if I made $1 million last year, I don't need to make 1.1 the next. You know no. what I mean? Maybe that's what makes them different. Now, don't get me wrong, I want money, and I'm working towards making more. But at a certain point, you don't need to like you could help other people with a lot of money.
Right. You don't need to be a Jeff Bezos that started a company and the company where you started is in shambles and you don't give anything back to that community.
Right. Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's just nuts to me, that mindset, but it's what makes them who they are, I guess, and how successful they are. But yeah, there's gotta be some kind of gray area.
Speaking of, I don't have any clips on it, but, uber rich. What's up with the Zuck kind of coming around?
Oh, dude, that's fake. He's faking it so much. Do you see that clip of him on Rogan? And someone might have sent it to me here. I saw a Zuckerberg clip. But, you know, he's talking about how he loves hunting and he loves bow hunting on Rogan's show. And Rogan's like, oh, how'd you learn? He's like, oh, just the guys taught me. He's like, that dude doesn't have a single fucking friend, I guarantee you. And then Rogan asks him, what kind of bow do you have? And he's sitting there, he's thinking, I feel stupid right now, but I can't remember. And, you know, just doing all this stuff. And I think that he's seeing with all the analytics that Facebook has, or Meta, whatever the fuck they're calling it now, he knows that the tides are changing and he's trying to appeal because when Facebook was really growing, it was cool to be liberal, supposedly. I still don't think it was back then. It's just being like the conservatives are getting more angry and they're talking more now. Because typically conservatives are just like, fuck you, just leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with me and I'll be quiet. You be quiet. I don't fuck with you. Exactly. Big Sean, shout out. But, you know, it's one of those things, man, where they're starting to talk more. Conservatives are and the analytics, it's showing up there for him, and so I think that he knows that he has to do this. He's really affiliated with UFC. I mean, Dana White's on the board of Meta now,
and that's why I was saying, what's with him coming around? Is it because he's been talking with Dana? Like, hey, you got to get away from this fucking liberal shit and bullshit.
I think it's fake. He says he's an MMA fan. His favorite fighter is this girl named Mackenzie Dern, who's just she's just got like an insanely nice body. She's not even that good at fighting, but that's his favorite fighter. So yeah, it's just
not being a homo. But if I said Ryan, favorite fighter all time, hands down, go.
Dustin Poirier.
Okay, a dude.
Yeah,
my favorite fighter, hands down, of all time, it's kind of out there. I was a big Forrest Griffin fan.
Forrest Griffin's dope.
You know, there's other fighters, but it's a dude. I'm not going to sit here. You
see what it is, man, with his fight with Stephen Bonner on the Ultimate Fighter Season 1.
Yeah.
That fight was on Spike, I believe. Spike TV back when they had that deal. And without Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner fighting the way that they did, the UFC would arguably not be where it is today.
No. And I think I liked Forrest Griffin because he reminded me a little bit of myself. Like, I got to take a couple hits to get into the fucking fight or the game first to get me pissed off. You know what I mean? Like, get my attention. And then we'll go. And that's kind of how he fought. No, he didn't last very long. You know, I did like Anderson Silva.
Silva's one of the GOATs, man.
You know,
and then another GOAT that Hank's bringing up here is George St. Pierre. A lot of people liked him.
Yes.
I thought his style was kind of boring, but his personality was great.
Yes.
So
At the end to the Diaz brothers, at first I fucking hated them. I just thought they were punks. Kind of like Tito Ortiz. Not a fan of Tito Ortiz.
Dumbest dude ever in the UFC, Ortiz, by the way.
But now I have a better appreciation for the Diaz brothers.
Yeah, they were just real to themselves.
Yeah,
I just didn't give a fuck. Yeah, I mean, they didn't. And yeah, it was kind of cool how they were smoking and stuff back before weed was legal in UFC. That was dope.
Right.
But yeah, dude, it's interesting that the way that guy's going about it, Mark Zuckerberg's going about just, you know, trying to fit in, trying to say the cool things. He's saying Mackenzie Dern's his favorite fighter because she's pretty much like the consensus hottest. Her or Tracy Cortez are like the consensus hottest, you know, female fighters. So he's trying to be a bro and lying about bow hunting. I guarantee he's never shot a bow.
Probably not. I remember a meme back in the day. It was on Facebook. He was throwing a spear and he's like, I'm from a different breed. I forget how it was, but he was actually throwing a spear like he was spear hunting. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking nerd.
Yeah, I mean, he's a mad nerd for sure. I know you like this girl. I'll save hers for later.
Okay.
I wanted to see what this clip was. This guy's talking about some wildfires. This is, again, I haven't seen this one. I didn't have time to go through all my clips.
Oh, good. I have one to back follow up on this then.
On the fires?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Looks like Drew just popped in.
He's one of the tribe. Listen.
He's swinging as a coin purse. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he swings both ways, too. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
Especially when you got that much money. He's probably just like, I need to know what it's like to be gay for my
business. Yeah, things get boring.
Yeah. But anyway, check this out. Let's see what this guy's talking about. Again, haven't seen it, but Victoria sent it, so I trust it. Here it is.
Since the whole world is focusing on these fires, let's talk about these drones. Now, personally, I don't think this was that hard to figure out, but the dots had to present themselves so they can be connected. This was a big clue for me. Why would the Pentagon be embarrassed to admit there's drone activity? And why would Trump say what he said? Well, I think I know. But the first thing I noticed about these drones is that if you look at any time-lapse video about them, you see a certain pattern. They're running routes. They're basically making a grid out of the sky, which is exactly what you do when you're looking for something. But what are they looking for? Well, back in 2022, a man from Japan, part of the Yakuza gang, was busted trying to trade drugs for surface-to-air missiles. Well, that court case just ended 3 days ago, and that wasn't the only thing he was doing. Turns out he was also trafficking nuclear materials. This man admitted in court that he's been trafficking weapon-grade plutonium straight into New York City. And considering they claim that our airports and our ports are some of the most secure in the world, it makes sense why the Pentagon's not only embarrassed, but trying to hide the fact that they're looking for it. Oh, and to get back to the drones, people are saying they're about the size of a car, right? Well, let me just give you an idea. This video is from 3 years ago.
Technology has reached a point where we can build systems. really a game changer for the military in terms of logistics.
Now, if you put all those puzzle pieces together, a lot more things start making sense. Y'all stay safe.
Isn't that the guy I said we're never going to play again?
Is it? I don't know. I remember. I mean, we have a few people like that, but I don't have a problem with anything that he was talking about, because it is interesting that there's, you know, fucking people admitting in court that they're trafficking in weapon grade plutonium.
Yeah, and it's Yokozuna, not Yokozua.
The Yakuza. I think he said Yakuza.
Did he say Yakuza?
I thought so, because I was impressed that he said nuclear correctly.
No, he said nuclear.
That's closer than nuclear.
I don't know.
Better than nuclear.
It is. My thing, and it's funny that you played that, because I was thinking, it was either today or it might have been yesterday. I was walking around the warehouse, what have you, and I'm like, these fucking drone things. Dude, we've had drones for how long? Right. Like, the military has fighting drones that are huge, okay? Unmanned, do your thing, whatever. You have your civilian drones. Why all of a sudden are drones like this super mystery thing? Oh my God, there's drones! I think it's just something to distract. Humble opinion, yeah. I don't think it's anything to be even fucking remotely alarmed about.
Yeah, I mean, I could see both sides, because I think that if something really crazy was going on, it wouldn't be so blatant. It wouldn't be so right out there in your face. But then again, there's no real explanation to it. So I think that that adds a little layer of mystery. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Pull up Drew's comment here. What's he saying? Look at the Raytheon drones from the early 90s. Maneuverability-wise, they make modern drones look like spinning tops. So yeah, I mean, Raytheon, based right out here in Tucson as well. I don't know where the headquarters is, but we have one out here. Again, it's hard to know what's actually going on. That's why they do the news like this, and that's why we get stories like this. It's just because it's supposed to be confusing, and no one's really supposed to know what's going on. Keep people dumb, and then they're just going to fucking, you know, question. They're going to fight each other. That's part of that movie, Leave the World Behind. If the public is dumb and divided enough, they'll start a fucking, you know, problem for yourselves. And I could argue that we're kind of in like a cold revolutionary war, and we have been for quite some time.
Oh, we've been there for probably
maybe Bush or Obama, you know.
I was gonna say end of Bush, middle of Obama, somewhere in there.
That's where that divide got a little worse. And obviously, I mean people do kill each other over politics. I'm sure it happens here in the US, but it's not, you know, widespread, I hope. Hopefully not, because it's fucking fake anyway. But it's just one of those things, man. I think that that's part of the plan, is to make people confused and make people question everything and question anyone that doesn't agree with them on everything, not make new friends, not connect with new people. Like you said with your tavern thing, when you were doing the talk at the tavern, that's why you called it that, because people would talk at church and they would talk at taverns back in the day. And they would talk about shit that you're not supposed to talk about, religion, politics, fucking sensitive shit that people don't typically talk about these days. So, yeah, man, they're trying to remove us. Again, I'm falling right into the trap because I love working from home. I don't really care to meet new people, but I'm pretty set in my beliefs, and I'm also open-minded at the same time. So, you know, if there was a great liberal candidate running that was had a D next to his name but disavowed the fucking trans kid shit, didn't want to support Ukraine and Israel and all these things.
Super pro-constitution?
Yeah, pro-Second Amendment, even pro-abortion. I am anti-abortion personally, but I don't think the government fucking has that right to tell you what to do with your body. So it doesn't matter to me what the letter is. I think that it's fake. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, to get to that position where you can run, two fucking wings of the same bird, to get to that position of power, you have to be kind of bought and paid for to a certain extent. And that's why Trump is too. All these different things.
Absolutely.
I personally, I've said it before, I know, you know, Drew and Bob also, they talk about how Trump is just as bad as Biden, right? I could see that, but I also would prefer Trump over Biden at the same time. And I don't think that it's crazy to think that Trump is going to fuck us up, because at the end of his first term, we left his first term in a higher state of tyranny than we did when he entered.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I could see both sides, but it's definitely not something that people should fucking be arguing about, and like losing friendships and no, relationships with their parents over and shit. So yeah, just fucking focus on your life. Focus on your shit. Adapt to the situation that's unfolding, whether it's a conservative in the White House or a Democrat, and get your shit together. That's all that you can do.
I can get along with pretty much everybody as long as you don't shove retarded fucking beliefs down someone or force them down someone's throat. Like that right. just don't make logical sense. Like, okay, if you're a Democrat and you want to believe in, you know, we should go green, okay, that's cool for you. It just isn't really in the long term.
Vegan shit.
Yeah.
Vegan shit with me. Are you able to copy and paste Drew's link there?
I might be able to.
If you are, try and figure it out. I'm going to take a pee-pee.
I can just put it up.
Yeah, but so I would have to type it in. Let's see. We should be able to copy and paste somehow, no?
Well, we should, I would think. Let's see here.
Well, I'm going to go pee, and then if we have to, you can just leave it up, and I'll fucking type it in.
All right. I copied it. Do you want me to... I'll send it to you in chat.
I don't think I can copy and paste anything.
I just did.
Well, let's see, because I don't think I can...
Now, see if you can copy it.
I can click it. Okay, it's a 47-second clip, so go ahead and... if you want to pull up some clip or you just wanted to bullshit for a second, I am about to explode over here.
Okay. I will... let's see here. I'm going to play this real quick clip. I don't know who this guy is. This week, all the Democratic, like the press secretary and all them are leaving because the new ones are coming in. But listen to what this guy says. I know the caption says, oh, they always tell you. I don't know. It could be taken out of context, but let's just see what it says.
One last word, which is, I hope this is my last time at this podium, at least for a little while. I don't mean that in a negative sense. I mean, the only thing that would bring me back is an unexpected event in the next few days, which, as you all know, is totally possible given everything you've seen over the course of the past years. But if it is, in fact, my last time before you, I just want to say thank you for what you guys do every day. Thank you for putting up with me. It's been an honor to be able to really try to illuminate these issues through tough probing and penetrating questioning. And can't say I've always enjoyed every moment up here, but I certainly have been privileged to be able to do it. So thank you guys very much.
Makes you kind of wonder, are they planning something for the inauguration? As a conspiracy theorist, yeah, it could be possible. You know, we had the whole J6, you know, 4 years ago, what have you. I don't know. Sometimes I think people pull these little clips out of context just to get likes and hits and what have you. I don't think nothing's going to happen, honestly. Just my humble opinion on, you know, what that dude was saying. I just kind of think it was taken out of context. That's why I wanted to play it. Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right. Yeah.
I didn't hear anything you said, but I probably agree with what you said. So Drew sent this in, and this is what I want more people to do, is send fucking clips in.
Fuck yeah.
On the chat. So let's pull this up. It's a 47-second video about some of these old drones, it looks like.
All right. Here we go.
I guess it's Lockheed Martin, not Raytheon, but here we go.
One, hover.
With no pilot to compromise performance, even more unusual craft and propulsion systems have been designed and tested. This incredible machine was originally designed to shoot down nuclear missiles and satellites.
Yeah.
Just 12 inches long, gyroscopically balanced, and with thrusters at key points around its body, it is capable of instant changes of direction.
Hover tracking. Hover. Roll.
Woo! All right. No airplane could ever catch this machine. Right on. Yeah.
I think we played a clip of that maybe a year or so ago. And I do remember those, you know, the little jet propulsion, what have you. That one, they said, oh, going to shoot down nuclear weapons. Not at that stage, I don't think it will. But, you know, we've gotten very advanced in the military and our drone program just here in America. Mm. To the point where all we know is those big flying yahoos, right? We actually don't know really what they have. And, sure. And we never will. I was in the military the Air Force for 4 fucking years. I had a top TS security clearance because I supposedly could load certain munitions that some people say are fake, some people say don't exist. I don't know. Hard to tell either way. However, when Trump was in office, he pulled out this mother of all bombs. That was the Moab that supposedly been in our weapons inventory for before I was even in the military. I never saw it, never heard of it, never loaded it. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Well, like,
it's probably good that you never had to load that because it sounds like it'd wipe out a fucking country.
Right. So a lot of this is just on a need to know. And if you don't know, you don't need it.
Yeah, if you don't know, fuck you. I want to wrap soon here, so play anything that you really wanted to play today, and then I'll end on just like one funny clip that I have. It's fucking great.
All right. I got this one on the wildfires. Actually, I'm going to you have a funny clip to play?
I got one, yeah.
All right.
For the end, it's just a goofy sports altercation.
Here's my funny clip then. We'll end on funny.
Funny. Funny's always good.
You need to take climate change more serious, Trump.
Fuck off, Al. Nobody even likes you.
Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
Go fuck yourself, Mike, you punk-ass bitch. Take that coin and shove it up your ass.
Hey, Trump.
Hey, Barack.
Man, you smell good.
I know. Everything I do is good.
Oh, I love it when Michelle wears her cologne.
Where is, whatever it is you're married to?
Oh, I left her at home. She, let the damn toilet seat up again.
What?
So we got in a fight.
She left the toilet seat up?
Yeah, she does it all the time.
Well, why don't she just sit down?
Well, she says the water's too cold.
When I moved into the White House, all the toilet seats were up.
That's Michelle. Women, right?
Yeah, she does a good job at hiding it, though. Can't be any bigger than a Tic Tac, am I right?
That's why my breath is so minty fresh.
What? I can't believe I gotta sit next to that racist-ass Trump!
Hey, come on!
I'm not answering
They're handing out second-place awards at Willie's house. Oh, if you were outside right now, I'd give him a piece of my mind, sweetie.
I know you would, Dougie! You're my Superman, baby!
Hey, Dougie!
Yes, boss?
Damn it, Dougie! Go fetch me a bag of Cheetos!
Put me right up, sir!
Oh, man, you made Doug your bitch!
I make everybody my bitch.
I wish I could make Michelle my bitch.
Good luck with that. Do I look pretty today, Bill?
Damn, Elena sure looks hot today.
Bill, I'm not wearing any panties.
Get the hell out of my weight room, Hilda.
Bill!
And stop grossing me out.
I can't believe
I'm
you just
to look
did that.
At a real woman.
Damn you, Bill.
Oh, Elena, you look so good today. How come you don't look like that, Hillary?
I'm trying, Bill. I'm doing Pilates.
Well, it ain't working. You look like a bag of wet lunch meat.
Mr. President, your mom's your dad.
Wait, you telling me my mom's my dad?
Hey, George, spell potato, you dingbat.
It's funny because he can't spell.
Hey, fuck you, man. I'll send an invisible plane over to your house.
No, you won't. Just play with your Matchbox cars and be quiet.
I'll never get to do nothing. It smells like shit in here.
Oh, hey, Joe.
It's funny because he smells like shit.
Oh, man, you can smell that?
The entire country can smell that.
Well, my damn babysitter over here forgot to change my damn diaper.
Oh, shut up, Joe.
Ugh. I gotta hire an entire team of scientists to get the smell out of the Oval Office before I move my stuff in there.
Hey, tell me about it. I had to smell that guy's shit for 12 years. Can't imagine what his chair smells like.
I'm burning his chair.
I can't believe Trump is here. I should be president. He should be in prison.
I'll quit your bitching, Hillary. You should be in prison.
No, you should be in prison, Bill. All those trips to Epstein Island?
Shh, quiet down. That's why you'll never be president. Can't keep your damn mouth shut.
Oh, screw you, Bill.
I'll just screw Monica.
So here's that birth certificate you were asking about.
Where'd you have that made? Kinko's?
No. I had it done at Walmart.
Now, Michelle's pregnancy pictures are more believable than that birth certificate.
Yeah, they didn't do a very good job.
So why are you being so nice to me in person? I mean, you've been talking shit behind my back for years.
Well, that's what cowards do.
Hey, is this thing over yet? I gotta go on vacation.
Hey, Hillary.
Hey.
Trump's calling you. Answer
him. Nope.
Hillary. Answer him, Hillary.
No, nope, I'm not going to do it.
Hey, Hillary, you're embarrassing me. Answer him.
Fine. What?
Fuck you.
Fuck off, Bill.
Just some good satire.
Goofy. Goofy shit. And then we'll throw this out there. I always like a good sports fight, you know, like when you see these people in the crowds fighting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is a great one. All right. I don't know if this is the worst one or the best one ever. You decide.
All right.
It's fucking hilarious. Here we go. Then they just go, the race is on, and then they just pan over. But that dude, I think he must have had the best comment on there was, no more buzz balls for Braxton. Because he just seems like one of those nerdy white dudes that never fucking like drinks. And maybe that was like the first time he ever drank. And of course, you see the comments. I remember my first beer and all that stuff.
Right.
Dude, it just seemed like that kid was shit faced somehow. And did you see the punches he was throwing?
They looked like gay haymakers.
Yeah. And he was like 2 feet away from the dude.
Yeah.
Actually connecting.
And that dude's like, he took his glasses off at one point and handed him to the lady. He's like, I'll take them off just in case, but nah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I would have to hit someone like that, honestly.
Oh, fuck
like,
yeah.
Like, have you seen that video of the dude in the golf cart? And he pulls his shirt off and he's like, you want to test God, bitch? Like, he's yelling and he's just like some fucking tweaker that said that he died, and you know, he was just yelling at this like, group of people, and it's like, dude, you have to fucking hit those kind of people.
You can't just let them
get away with that kind of shit.
Oh, you go up and rock the world. You want to actually see God?
Yeah, it's just like I don't understand. Like, those are people that have never like been in fights Mm-mm. or anything. Like, I don't understand how you can just be like that to a fucking stranger. It's fucking wild.
Because they're dumb, retarded, and on drugs.
Yeah, or drunk. I mean, that
we're drunk.
Braxton must have never drank before that, so he'll think twice. But yeah, imagine being hungover and like you see that video of you circulating online the next day.
Like, oh fuck!
Like, oh,
what did
fuck.
I do? I look so bad. I can't even go to work. I can't go to in public.
Yeah, you'd want to crawl under a table.
Oh fuck yeah, you would.
Fucking horrible. But all right. What else we got? We rapping?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 cunt. Big fat stinking cunt. You cunt.
Cunt of the week for you?
Cunt of the week for me is the mayor of Hollywood and Gavin Newsom.
Ah, you can only take one. I was going to take one or the other.
All right, I'll take the mayor.
I'll take Gavin.
All right. On the same page. Well, now that we got that out of the way and that cat out of the fucking bag, if you want to support us, go to purepetwellness.com, enter Ghost or DWP at checkout. You get 20% off your entire order. That's DWP or Ghost at checkout at purepetwellness.com. They have the best pet CBDs on the market, CBD on the market, because they have many more. They have plural. That's why I say CBDs, because they have bombs, CBD products. So they have bombs. They have little roller deodorant looking things. They have chapsticks. They have a ton of stuff. Go over there, get them. Ryan and I actually use some of these products on ourselves. They don't recommend it, but they do help with joint pain, hip pain, anxiety. Now I'm talking with the dogs, but for Ryan and I, sometimes our muscles get sore. We rub a little bit of that. We're like, oh, this is great. Better than taking fucking over-the-counter ibuprofen or fucking Tylenol. You just go get some purepetwellness.com pet CBDs and use them for your pet. That's Ghost or DWP at checkout, DWP or Ghost at checkout. And if you want to support us in any other way, go to dangerousworldpodcast.com and go get yourself one of our cuntastic shirts. Ryan designs them. He designed the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme and the G.I. Joe theme. Man, I have them both. I love them. And I do wear the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme out because it says cunt right across your chest. And people are like, what? And then they look a little close. Oh, well, what's that?
It's a great news show.
It is a great news show. We try to poke fun at everything, have fun, go down the center. You know, yeah, we lean a little more right-ish conservative, but, you know, hey, we have fun with it. And if you want to support us in any other way, go to patreon.com. It's either Dangerous World Podcast or My Third Eye Podcast. Sign up for the tier that works for you. Our monetary values are the same. We have a $3, $5, and $10 tier. Ryan does a little bit different releasing with some of his tiers than I do. That's why he's the top of the Pisces and I'm the bottom of the Pisces. It's a Pisces thing. But you go over to patreon.com and sign up for whatever you want. Anything else I forgot?
No, I don't think so. We have you know, a lot of fun content with the same show coming out. We're going to continue doing this as always, but yeah, guys, I appreciate everyone, you know, popping in. How many viewers we get to live
right now? 47.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad. On a Tuesday, not bad. We're getting there. We're consistent. Like you said,
not too bad for a Tuesday. Yeah. Probably 40 of them are feds.
Fuck. We're going to jail, aren't we?
We got like 7 people that are actually watching. It's only usually 2 or 3 people comment every episode. Get more active in the chat. But to the people that do actually, you know, reach out to us, it's fucking awesome to hear from you and pull your comments up and talk about them and whatnot. So thanks to Drew for sending something live. You can check out that nice little drone. But yeah, everyone out there, fucking enjoy the rest of the week. And like I said, big sporting weekend if you're in fighting and football. So
what are we?
I think a lip above is.
We are a lip above. Yeah. Oh, I love. Say it again. I love when it just rolls off your tongue so well. You're the right lip.
Lip above.
Oh, fuck yeah. And on that note, we will see you next time.
1, 2, 3, 4. I told you so. I told you so. Remember when I told you about 9/11? Remember when I told you about Building 7? Remember when I told you about the fluoride in the water? Yes, I did. Remember when I told you about the New World Order? Remember that? Remember when I told you about the chemtrails in the sky? Remember when I told you that NASA was full of lies? Remember when I told you about the ultra mind control? Well, I just want to say that I told you so, yeah. Remember when I told you about 432 hertz, that is, and what 440 can do to you? It hurts my ears. Remember when I told you about the vaccine agenda? Yes, I did. And that Michelle Obama is a transgender. Yes, he is. The dinosaur fraud, the climate change scam, and yes, Sandra Bullock is also a man. Remember when I told you that there ain't no clone? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Remember when I told you about the TV flicker rate? And how it puts your brain in an alpha state?
Remember when I told you about germ theory? Remember when I told you about gravity? Remember that. Remember when I told you about Paul McCartney? Remember when I told you about direct energy? Remember when I told you about Monsanto? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Yeah. Remember when I told you about the mainstream media? Your so-called celebrities and pedophilia. Remember that child trafficking and adrenochrome. Remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone? Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Yeah, I told you so.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.